I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com. In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Jones and Mike, real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life.
Join the conversation.
312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike
24/7
worldwide
at jonesandmike.com. On this episode, is technology melting your brain? And Mike thinks men who cry aren't really men at all. This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210. You can call, you can leave a message, you can tell us what you think. You can also do that using social media. If you Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you use hashtag Jones and Mike when you want us to see something. And of course, you got to like our page, right? Go to Facebook and like our page, facebook.com/Jones and Mike. Jones, are you feeling good today? The sun is shining, you should be.
I woke up feeling better than I have in the days past, but, you know, it's been the last couple days that I've really kind of, I don't know, like the mornings have been rough on me, and over the last few days, I got this sense, like even just two, 3 days ago, I got up and I had this sense, I woke up pitch black dark room, and I was walking over to my iPad to check my work email, and all of a sudden it just like hit me like, dude, this way of life is just, I'm dying. This is killing me. Like, we're all dying, I guess, but...
Born to die. Isn't that what your tattoo says on your right butt cheek?
Well, I'm not going to get into what the tattoo on my right butt cheek says. That's for a very select few.
It's subtly included on one of the wings of a monarch butterfly, I heard.
Is it real? I have not heard that.
You've not heard what's on your right butt cheek?
No, I thought you were literally talking about, like, I was like, where is he going with this? Like, there's like words on a monarch, the wings of a monarch butterfly. No, there is no monarch butterfly in my butt cheek.
And no words, born to die.
No, but Patrick Kane is somewhere involved on that. That's all I'm willing to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you lost a bet. It's all fair in love and war.
Or did I? But I don't know. It was so funny. Like, so as I mentioned to you a couple days ago, like, I'm prepping for this. I go on a hockey tournament in mid-February, and then after that, I've been prepping for this detox diet that I'm going to do.
Is this like the Master Cleanse? I've been reading about the Master Cleanse recently, which has been around since like the 70s.
No.
I'm finally getting around to reading about it.
No, this thing is, it's a book by Mark Hyman. It's called The Book.
Whoa.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew that. The gentleman's name is...
this word in front of him.
The gentleman's name is Mark Hyman. He wrote this book called The Blood Sugar Solution. It's a 10-day detox diet. So my cousin did it, swore by it, said it like lift. He dropped weight, said it lifted this brain fog. My sister did the same thing. Mm. And then for Christmas, because there's all these like shakes and stuff that you have to do, and she like pre-made them and like froze them for me and gave them to me for Christmas. So I already have like a jump start on this diet, which I thought was pretty cool.
God, are you guys from Chicago? That seems like something they would do in Berkeley or something. Berkeley, California.
I know. See, that's almost kind of where I'm going with this. Like, I'm looking, like, I live in the heart of Chicago in this little, you know, cube above a garage. And then every day,
Don't denigrate Club 21 West like that.
Well, it's where I live. And then I wake up every day and right next to me is this little device that's pumping out Wi-Fi signals, because that's the only place I can get it in my place. That's got to be throwing off my body, I got to think, you know.
Yeah.
Just to have it like all night long, just that stuff being like blasted into the side of your head. I get up inside of this cube, walk over in the pitch black dark, look at this little plastic device in front of me that tells me what I do for the day.
Yeah.
I wash, I get inside this, and unless I bike to work, I take this tube all the way to work, go to work, sit in a cubicle.
The L, you're calling it the tube. Okay. I like that. Right. Very London of you.
Right. And then all of a sudden I heard this woman this week, this biomechanist called Katie Bowman, and she was talking about the world we live in. Like, she lives out in the woods and stuff, where the world that we live in is like we have a cast over our eyes. And I was like thinking about it. I'm like, it's true. Like, how often during a day do I even look 4 feet beyond me? So between this detox diet and I'm reading about all the fake food we eat, all the pesticides, the plastics, I never look 2 or 3 feet beyond my face. I'm staring into a computer all day long. And then when I'm not in a computer, I'm in a little apartment, or, you know, when I step away from the cube just to rub my computer to rub my eyes at work, I'm still surrounded in this little cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like modern life is like killing. Like, I do feel like it's draining me. Like,
oh,
I wake up
God.
In the morning and I feel like gray. I feel like the color gray.
and I like that, because you being a transcendental meditator, do you guys have the belief in chakras and things like that?
Well, that's not necessarily a part of. Now, I've done that work to have your chakras cleansed.
So that's why I'm drawing on that, like the feeling, the notion of being or feeling gray, as opposed to blue or red,
right,
or other chakra colors I've heard of.
Right. Yeah. Now I don't. Gray is, as to my knowledge, gray is not a chakra color.
Maybe you're inventing it with your sour mood.
That could be. I just think there's just this like genuine draining
ennui.
Fatigue.
I think now we can finally use the word ennui.
But it's actually more than ennui, and it's not even ennui or depression. It's like just this. I don't know, like just this grayness that is like, I'm looking at it and I'm going, and I know that we live longer now in in modern times, but at the same point, like you think, like even my posture is, I've been working on it the last couple of months, but it was always bad. And then the more you're working at an office, like you're hunched over, your head is out, like, you know, really when you sit at a desk, your head is like out almost over your knees. You're not upright. Like you're just like crunching away. And I see some of the older dudes that I work with and they're like all from working their whole careers at a desk.
Yeah.
They're just so twisted and bent. And I'm like, oh my God,
they look like Gollum from,
well, they
Lord
do
of the Rings.
Like, you know, or I even see, you know, I remember one time walking out with my boss. And he was going to catch his train. He's like, oh, I got to hurry. I got to catch the train. And just to watch him try to get his twisted body aligned to like quickly move for the train. Like they talk about coyotes never die of old age. Deers never die of old age. It's like, we're the only species where you die of old age. Like, and you just see these, he's like twisted up. And I'm like, dude, if you were out in the wild, you would have been devoured ages ago. Like just the way he even tries to like pick himself up and turn around and like make a dart for the train. He just looks like a broken toy.
I am fascinated by this notion. What do coyotes die of then? Like, what's the predator that's eating a coyote?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just using that like as an example.
You confused
like,
me.
Well, I'm just using that as an example. I mean, I guess there's disease and things of that nature that can take them out. I'm not going to get into. I don't know. Maybe if coyotes after a while if they attack each other or what have you. But
is that when the road runner wins?
That could be. I don't know.
Or do they just fade away? You're right. I've never seen a dead coyote. You're onto something.
Yeah, you never. I mean, you never really do see.
Oh, wait, I have. They're killed by cars. So.
Well, yeah. Okay, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, you rarely ever come upon a dead animal laying in the forest. You know, something has normally happened, but they were active right up until the end. So I'm not saying they have a superior way of life, but at the same point, I'm just looking at it like just. Here we are in modern times and how many of us are like just totally just broken down. And I've been feeling that especially over the last week or two.
And this isn't the dog days of winter, you know, after the holidays, there's a bit of a holiday hangover. And then January, February, it starts to get a little bit much here in Chicago, especially.
Well, no, because it really hasn't been that bad. And I've been pretty active. Like, since the new year, I've been working out 5-6 times a week. So I've kind of been charged up. So I don't think...
And that's lifting weights? That's not a code for anything? You're
what?
Working out? You're doing kettlebell things?
Yeah,
and
I'm lifting weights and doing kettlebell things and staying active that way. So, like, I'm staying active, but at the same time, I just feel like... We're living in a trap.
Yeah, is this all? Well, yeah. So I saw an article that speaks to this point. Why the modern world is bad for your brain. Maybe there's some solutions in there for you, Jones. It's Jones and Mike. Go to the website, jonesandmike.com. Leave us your comments at 312-957-7210.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com. Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text Adventures to 75309 right now. Adventures to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. Adventures to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com. Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210. Go to jonesandmike.com. The segment of Jones and Mike is brought to you by the very happy people at chicagopodshow.com. Be recognized as the expert you are. Host your own show. If we can do it, anyone can do it. You can have it on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, websites, apps. You can generate sales 24/7, 365 for your product or business. Or just be the star you are at ChicagoPodShow.com. So, Jones, you have ennui, and I was reading an article by Daniel Levitin. Levitin? We're going to have the link on the show page at JonesandMike.com. It's from The Guardian, so it's not, you know, from one of my tinfoil hat-wearing websites. The title of the article is, Why the Modern World is Bad for Your Brain. And it's a long article. I won't bore you with it. But basically, the gist of this article is that the modern way of living, i.e., surrounding ourselves with technology and multitasking, or the illusion of multitasking, our brains aren't built for it. And we're not really multitasking. We're actually, we're hurting ourselves. And we're flooding ourselves with cortisol and the fight or flight hormone adrenaline. We're overstimulating our brain, causing a mental fog, he says in this article. Or scrambled thinking. Multitasking, it says in this article, creates a dopamine addiction feedback loop, which effectively rewards the brain for losing focus and for constantly searching for external stimulation. Grabbing your phone every 2 seconds.
Yeah, I do that, or always checking Facebook or seeing if I got email.
To make matters worse, this article says, the prefrontal cortex has a novelty bias, it's called, which means that its attention can be easily hijacked by something new, the proverbial shiny objects that we use to entice infants, puppies, kittens, etc. So the irony for those of us who are trying to focus amid competing activities is clear. The very brain region we need to rely on for staying on task is easily distracted. You need to read this article.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I totally will read
if you
that
can
article.
Concentrate for more than 4 seconds.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been describing. I have this mental fog, and in this book that I was reading about this 10-day detox diet, they talk about, you know, the diet and how, you know, once you get on more natural whole foods, it will eliminate this mental fog. And in terms of, like, you know, that dopamine release where you're constantly just clicking that thing, just waiting to get news, or if you send an email to somebody, you're looking to see if they send something back. That hijacks my brain all day. And even as you were reading that article, I don't know why this just randomly popped into my head.
I gotta check my email.
No. Strangely, I didn't think of that. Normally, that would trigger it. But I was just thinking, like, you know, I've been saying, like, oh, I gotta start doing jiu-jitsu this year. And the one time I went to a free class to check it out, and it was weird. I came out of that class totally, like, relaxed, at ease. It felt life-changing. Like, I remember telling my sister, like, it just felt life-changing being in that class. And I think, to speak to what you had mentioned in that article, like, when you're in that class and there's somebody who's like, you know, you're trying to work yourself free from somebody and you're wrestling with them and trying to do this move and they're trying to do that move, like, for an hour I couldn't think of anything else. And they would do this,
otherwise,
like,
you could get choked out,
right? But isn't it funny, after an hour of where I was forced into this situation where I really could only think of one thing, there's no way you're going to have somebody pressing their full weight on you, trying to choke you or bend your arm or whatever it is, there's no way that you're going to sit there and be like, oh, did I leave the oven on? You know what? I should send that person an email. Did I, you know, when I get up in the morning, my first thing is go on Facebook and wish everybody whose birthday it is a happy birthday. Like, I just am programmed to do these things.
Wow, that's
right?
Ridiculous. Why?
I don't know. It may be this.
Do you keep track when it's your birthday? Like,
No, that's the funny thing. And in fact, I miss Sean Casey's birthday because he doesn't have it charted on Facebook. And then when I saw that other people said, hey, happy birthday, I was like, oh my God, I missed it. But I couldn't care less if he didn't remember it.
It's like the least manly thing I can think of is to happy birthday and make it a great day.
No, I always say, it's always the same thing. I do happy birthday name exclamation point, because I do think to myself, it's even a little bit, it's that's as unmasculine as I'm going to allow myself to be. It's always the same thing. Like, even if it's my own sister, it's not going to be like, love you, sis. Happy birthday. It's like, happy birthday, Eileen, exclamation point.
I only do it if it's like a kid, or if it's somebody that I think has, like, some sort of a developmental problem. I don't know why.
What?
Because I think that they might, like, enjoy it. But anybody who is like...
Okay, that's stranger than me getting up in the morning and going, okay, whose birthday is today? Get to Facebook and find out. You wake up in the morning and go, okay, who do I know that's developmentally disabled? And I can wish them happy birthday because they're disabled.
Well,
so this will really be a boost to that.
He's got nothing else to do.
Right,
but look at this.
He's just sitting there staring into a spit cup waiting to hear from Mike Noonan about his birthday.
No. But I think that if you're a grown-ass man or an adult, like, after 25, what other birthday is there? I think you should celebrate 40, 50 birthdays.
You do the zeros.
Why?
30, 40, 50.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a big birthday guy.
It makes zero sense to me.
No, I get it.
21. Oh, 16, 18, 21, 25.
No, then you got to do the zeros. Everybody
does the zeros. If you really care about birthdays after 25, you need to get, like, hobbies or something. What's wrong with you?
I know. I agree with you. I don't make a big deal about birthdays, but I see why people get big on the zeros, the 30, the 40, the 50.
And it seems like they get depressed.
Well,
why are you depressed? Mm-hmm. What if you started tracking time like in African tribes where they sit under a tree? The mom sits under a tree when she wants to have a child. I think you were the one who told me this. Am I telling you?
No. This is, we always do this. You told me this. I remember this exactly. You told me this story. I wasn't exactly listening to you. And I thought you were talking about people out in the wild. I thought you were talking about animals in the wild. I thought you were talking about apes. And I was like, I don't get it. Why would an ape sit under a tree?
Okay.
And then you were like, whoa, why are you being racist? And you made this big accusation, and I had misheard you.
Yeah, because you weren't concentrating. It's the perils of modern living.
Yes, I wasn't paying attention to you. But you were the one who originally told me the story.
Yeah,
that
so
in
women,
Africa.
Yes, they sit under a tree when they want to have a child, and they start thinking about it. And the birthday of the kid traces back to that moment. Not even conception, not even delivery. It traces back to when his mom or her mom first thought about her. And that, I think, is cool. Anyway.
So pesticides in our food.
Yeah. So GMOs, bad or good? Is it giving you ennui? Can you spell ennui?
Right. So
does it start with an O?
No, it starts with an E. It's E-N-N-U-I.
Wow. Good job. You
and
must
a horrible
be a crossword
speller.
Puzzle guy.
I'm a horrible speller. But it's interesting, the article that you pointed out, to get back to that. Like, I really feel like I want to pare down my life and to really make it simpler. I think that's why I'm looking at this detox diet. And once I started, like, not eating meat, people are like, oh, well, isn't that hard when you go out to restaurants? And my first thought was, you know what? It is actually kind of cool that I can look at a menu and eliminate all this other stuff.
Yeah, declutter.
Exactly.
And that's what I was going to say. You should. I would consider not checking your email first thing in the morning. And in fact, I now have a signature on my emails that says I only check email once a day. And I stole that from Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Work Week, where he said only check emails at like 10 and 4 and let people know that.
Yeah, you know,
so that you're
not
a slave to email. But now I've even pared it down to noon, and I do that specifically so I don't start my day on a bad note and I don't end my day on a bad note, because quite honestly, emails are usually bad news or problems. It's never like, hey man, I've decided to give you a $30,000 contract. I don't get emails like that. Those good news travels by phone, bad news travels by email.
I think you're right. I'm just not in a position where I can do that with my job. Because if I don't check my email. No, but it's just true. If I go in there and then there was something that happened and that I wasn't aware of, it's like, did you check your email before you came in? And that's just like a thing. Now, maybe I shouldn't do it first thing. Maybe I should check it 10, 15 minutes before I hit the door and I can start getting my lies in order. But
yeah, and emails are so unreliable. All the time, I don't get emails.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too. I've got 29 email accounts. It's out of hand.
Right. No, I definitely do feel like I have to pare things down. Like, I want to pare down the detox diet. I got to start getting off this computer thing. It is slowly killing me. And you were right. During the break, you were saying I got to kill the Wi-Fi at night when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. So Kareem Chubin, one of the medical advisors, health advisors of the show, he says kill your Wi-Fi, especially when you're not using it, but maybe just entirely. It's Jones and Mike. Maybe you need a good cry, Jones. We'll talk about that next. JonesandMike.com.
Okay, and my interests are hiking, motorcycles, and weekends along the lake. All right, profile picture. Is that blurry? Let me try that again. That's a weird background. Let me just turn this way. Okay, Mrs. Mandelbaum's in the background.
Hi,
Mrs. Mandelbaum. Yeah, the selfie. One more reason to skip the online dating world and just get out there already and meet people without the stress. Events and Adventures is doing an event in Chicago today where you can comfortably just hang out with single women and skip all the online meat market stuff. Every day of the week, Events and Adventures sets up great events that will help you get to know single women at restaurants, concerts, while playing volleyball, even jumping out of a plane. Skip the selfie and just be yourself. Events and Adventures, the best thing to happen to single men in Chicago since single women. Get started now and be at an event or have an adventure this weekend. 800-386-0866. Start anytime at eventsandadventures.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates captivates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Single guys, this is Jenny from EventsAndAdventures.com. I want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text ADVENTURES to 75309 right now. ADVENTURES to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. ADVENTURES to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike. Go to share.jonesandmike.com and become an executive producer on the show. Well, thank you. You were saying that your buddy Dennis came up to you and mentioned that he listens, Jones?
Yeah, he was listening. He likes to listen on the train ride to and fro from Naperville to Chi-Town.
That's what you do. I think you put down the 40 in the bag and you listen to us instead. Maybe we would be a good pairing, like fish and wine.
Yeah, why separate them?
It's true.
Grab a 40 and then listen to the show.
I like that. That should be the tagline. When we have our bus placards, that's what it'll say.
Right.
So when you go to share.jonesandmike.com, there's a 5-minute checklist, and it really would help us out if you spread the word. If every Dennis brought in three more Dennises, and every one of them brought in three more,
we'd have an army of Dennises.
The scourge of Steve Cochran would end across this fair city of Chicago. Together, we can do this. Jones,
we need you.
Your ennui, it might not be seasonal affective disorder. It might be Wi-Fi related. It might be the perils of modern living. Have you considered that you just need a good cry?
Honestly, yes, I have. Have I considered that recently? No. But I have thought to myself, like, God, I can't cry. And I do, like, I always feel like this pressure in my face. And I do think to myself, like, if I could just cry, maybe it would drain the pressure out of my face.
Is it like is it similar to when you have to pass gas and you can't?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually not a bad analogy. But I do feel like, especially when I'm stressed out, I feel this pressure in my face. And it's not even that I'm thinking I want to cry, but I do think if I were able to cry, I think that would at least drain the pressure that's building up in my face.
It's like my face needs to fart, and it can't.
Yeah, but it does. It feels like it gets backed up. Like, I haven't cried in years.
When was the last time?
Well, actually, it's interesting, and I think there was a hex put on me, maybe. So when
I was in Haiti.
No. When my mom was passing away, I was right by her bed, and I was crying, and it was like a real cry. And
like
then
making sounds?
Yeah. And then she like reached up and she like brushed my face and she said, "No more crying, no more crying." And like since then, I haven't been able to cry. Like, it's terrible. Like,
your
even when I
mom hexed you?
Or put like the hoodoo on me or something. Cause since then I have not been able to cry. Like, through everything, I was like very stoic, and I don't know. I just couldn't make it happen. Like, even when I'm thinking to myself, like, even when I know I'm upset and I know that I could cry, like something horrible has happened, it's so weird. Like, I do this like weird, like, And that's as far as it goes. Like, I can't even, like, the tear ducts shut down. Like, and I've gotten to that point where it's like holding in a sneeze. And I think, like, all right, I'm going to cry now. But I just, like, and then
you're a psychopath.
Then nothing happens.
You are an
happens.
Absolute psychopath. Are you in public when you make this sound?
No. It's usually in private, like at my place or in my car. So you act like I do this all the time. I'm just saying on those moments.
Well, how often? Annually? Per annum? How many times does your face need to fart and you go instead?
Well, no, those are two different things. I can't say, like, when you feel like you really want to, like, cry and release emotion, I can't say when that's going to happen. That's just, like, random, you know. Hmm. When I'm talking about the pressure in the face thing,
yeah,
like, I can even kind of feel it under my eyes, like, right now.
Oh, jeez.
Like, dude. But it's not constant.
It's over if you ever cry in front of me. That's the thing. I am a staunch anti-crier. I think it's a wasted emotion. I don't think it's good for you, actually. I think that actually it's part of a plan to feminize men and to make us meld into one gender, the gray gender,
yeah.
The gray area. And this week, Andrew Weil, we're buddies, he sent me in my email.
Whoa, he emailed you.
Yeah, he does. He emails me. We're buds. And Andrew Weil does a Q&A. And this week's Q was, why cry? And there's actually like a baby crying, right? So, which is what I equate with crying. I equate that with babies and like children. But, you know, of course, over the last few decades, men have been conditioned to, oh, it's cool, you should cry, man, it's good for you, man, let's it out, otherwise you're gonna have a heart attack when you're 42. In this article that Andrew sent me, Dr. Andrew Weil, I quote, recent studies suggest that tears are a communication tool. Crying is how babies let us know they're hungry or need help, blah, blah, blah. But investigators at the University of Pittsburgh say that the benefits traditionally ascribed to a good cry are overstated. They did a study that showed that only 30% of women asked to keep a daily diary reported that their moods had improved after crying, while 60% said that there was no change in mood, and 9% described their moods after crying as worse. The bottom line, it says here, a good laugh seems to be better for you than a good cry, and that, I think, that's accurate.
Yeah, I could see where a good laugh would definitely be better than a good cry. But my case is I haven't cried in years. And then when I try to or think it's coming, that my body rejects it. Or I have some kind of hoodoo or hex on me.
Yeah. A hoodoo. Is that a word?
That seems like an old school. Yes. That's like, I think, from another era, like back in the 20s. Like, the Cubs got the hoodoo. You
really?
Know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a book about the Cubs, and it was something hoodoos, hexes, and something else.
Oh my God! Yeah. My father-in-law uses the term maloke.
Maloke.
Like he's got the maloke. Like it's like a cursed look. I think like the malocchio.
Oh,
and I don't know if it's like Italian or something, but he would
sounds
always say
it.
Like, "Don't give me the maloke."
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I can see where this wild guy is right for the most.
Yeah, you
part.
You act like he's a guy who works in a gas station. It's Dr. Andrew Weil.
Well, it's.
He's like one
anything.
Of Oprah's peeps.
Yeah,
man.
Bill Cosby's a doctor. I wouldn't go see him about a broken leg.
Really? Well, he's not that kind of doctor. He's a doctor
of psychology
or whatever. Or not. He was in like an honorarium.
Right. No, I know.
Why do you got to bring up Cos? You know that's just going to make me cry.
I know. That's so weird. It's weird that I was the Cosby. I'm the Cosby fan. But the whole Cosby situation is a sore spot for you. It's very interesting. There's been this change between us.
Hey, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo, to you and me, came out and said, you know what? The Cosby I know is a good guy. Why don't you all back off? So that's two Cosby people. If Felicia Knight Pullum comes out on Cosby's side.
Keisha.
What did I say? Felicia?
Yeah.
Okay, Keisha Knight Pullum. I got two with that. Yeah, 66%.
I think they all have
that name.
I think they all have. I mean,
did Rudy come out and say that he was good?
Yeah,
piece?
That was this week as well.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, so when you're that close to people, you probably get to know them pretty well. You don't see none of them saw on the set that he like, you know, disheveled 19-year-olds were leaving in a foggy haze from his dressing room. None of them ever anything weird.
Yeah, but at the same time, that happens all the time where you thought you knew somebody and then they did something horrible that you couldn't imagine they would do.
Like
that
crying.
Doesn't mean anything. Like crying.
Like when you find out that your buddy cries, you're
Yeah, but I don't. I don't. In fact, when was the last time you cried?
I must confess, even though I'm a staunch anti-crier, I can think of two times since the age of 12 that I cried. And I was totally stoic when my old man passed. But when I was leaving, like we planned his funeral, you know, and wake and all that. And after that long day and after a week of him being on life support and all that, I turned to say goodbye to my mom and she was all like upset. And I did have like an eruption of emotion, which it did surprise me, actually.
You're such a wimp.
Because I think that it's not bad for dudes to want to be macho and not. I don't think it. I laugh a ton, so I don't think I'm going to be that 42-year-old grabber guy. But hey, we'll find out in a couple of years.
Well, okay. Then what was the second time?
And then before that, it was at my grandma's wake. A funeral mass in 1988. And I just blubbered. Like, I was one of the dudes who had to put his hand on. I was one of the pallbearers, so I had to put my hand on her casket out of the church. And, like, I couldn't even see. I remember being, like, so overwhelmed that, like, I had to use her casket as, like, a tow rope out of that joint. So since the age
real helpful on the pallbearer.
Like, thanks, Grandma. You're helping me out one more time. So those are the only two times I can really remember crying. And I get a little choked up at the end of a particular movie every now and then. But who doesn't?
Yeah, that's different, though. What we're talking about is like crying where you get to the and then you go beyond it.
Yeah, I have. For whatever reason, I've worked with some people recently who cry quite a bit, and it really sours my relations with them. I'll tell you about this. Two of my recent contacts, let's say, over the last 2 years, that just sat around crying all the time. Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210. Don't call if you cry, though. I don't want to hear it.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I've found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit chicagopodshow.com or call 312-725-8017. chicagopodshow.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike, 312-957-7210. Go to the website jonesandmike.com and let the man come through, Jones.
Yeah, move this up is a classic.
And let the man go. Let the man go through. Men should not cry is my premise to you, man. I had a family that I worked for in the health field. It was like a doctor and his family, and it was like, so it was a family business. So I had to deal with the mom. I had to deal with her sons, and they were the type of people who hire you because they believe that you know what you're talking about, and then they almost immediately
question every step,
tell you you don't know anything, and they fight you on every single thing. So it was like imagine a root canal. It was like 3 to 4 months of root canal work day in, day out with his family. And after a couple of months of me banging my head up against a brick wall with these people, one of the family friends tells me, well, you know they cry, you know, they sit around crying, right? I'm like, what?
What do you mean they sit around crying,
I guess,
collectively?
Of course. Again, remember, they're in the health field. They, yes, I guess the family will sit around crying like all the time. People, the father, the mom, sometimes all together. These sons weren't like 17. They were in their like 40s.
And how, that's the challenge to me is, how could you bring yourself to maintain a collective cry? Well, I mean, no, unless like, someone died right in front of you.
Somebody would have some bad news and they would cry about it. And they would say,
God,
like, oh, this is very therapeutic. And
no,
I'm like, no, it
no
is not.
Way.
I
no,
think
no,
that
no,
you
no,
guys
no
are psychopaths. And I think you should get off of the depressants. If you're drinking or smoking weed or whatever you're doing, stop. Because I don't think that adults should sit around, especially men, do not sit around crying.
Yeah, no. That I'm definitely on board with. The sitting around crying, no. Yes, would I like a little pressure released from my face? I think I've made that clear. I would like that. My mom has prevented me from that.
Yeah, she did. I love that she did that.
She's given me a deathbed hex.
I want you,
but
Jones, no more crying.
I love when you refer to my mother as referring to me as Jones.
Jones, but no more crying. You should laugh. Promise me you will laugh. And you didn't listen to anything else she did. Stay with the church. Of course, you become a Buddhist. Like,
no,
2 weeks
come
later.
On now. Get out of here.
But the crying thing you've stayed with for whatever reason. I don't understand.
No, I'm not able to participate in it. She shut it down for me. That she didn't even allow for me to
choose. Yeah, because she loved you. She was like, men should not sit around crying, Jones.
Yeah, she didn't say that, but that may have been what she was thinking. But I agree with you. This family that you were dealing with that sits around and plans out crying sessions.
No. I'm not saying that they do that. I think that like they literally at the drop of a hat.
Well, there's an understanding.
And I think it's like, okay, so when you yawn, if you're empathetic, and many people, if not most people are,
you also yawn
if you see someone yawn. So maybe with them, crying is like yawning. As soon as one of them cries, it's like that scene in Stand By Me when the kid barfs and then
everyone
starts barfing.
Else, yeah.
It was one great barfarama.
Right.
And so recently I'm Skyping with another guy, and I hear him, so I don't look always at their webcam, but I hear him crying, and so I drag over the screen. Sure enough, this mofo is weeping.
But over what?
Like, tears are going down his face. He's rubbing his eyes. And then I'm like, man, I think you're playing me. Like, I think that you're leveraging me now. Because it was a heated conversation. The temperature was rising. And I, you know, I'm a passionate dude. I laugh a lot, but I yell a lot, too. And he decided to turn on the waterworks, much as, like, a woman might when she's trying to get out of a ticket with a cop. I think
right.
He started to like go, all right, I'm going to flip the script on this guy and I'm going to cry. And all it did was make me more infuriated.
So did you reference it?
And I think I was like, I just wanted to get out of the situation. Like, man, something's wrong with you.
But you didn't say like, why are you crying?
Are you crying? Well, no, I knew why he was crying. Well, I thought he was crying because I had made him cry. But then I thought, no, you're using this as a tool. You're leveraging me right now. And you know what? I'm not going to acknowledge it. I'm not going to play your game.
Okay. Now, just be honest. You do have this staunch no crying stance.
Yes.
Did the discussion in any way, would it really allow reasonably for another man to cry? Even if you wouldn't do it, even if it isn't your cup of tea, was it a discussion that had cry worthy?
No, I don't think there's any reason that she should ever cry. I think that the next time I cry will be at the death of like my wife, for example. Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
And obviously if a kid dies, like all bets are off. Like I think that you might die right after that. Your body might actually shut down. So forget crying. I think that losing a kid's got to be the absolute worst thing.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with you.
So I don't think you should ever cry under any circumstances. I opt for laughing, not for crying. That's how I release my emotion. And yelling. I don't bottle it in. That's what our society has taught us. You're bottling it in. It's like, no, I'm letting out quite a bit of emotion on a daily basis. I just don't do it through tears.
See, though, there is... Eliminating the crying portion of it is one thing, though. But I have also read, and it does make sense to me, that always letting out your emotion and your anger isn't good because you're not dealing with it and processing it by always letting it out. Because then you put yourself in this pattern behavior of always flying off the handle.
Oh, no, yeah. And I think I do that, but I hear what you're saying. I don't think that I'm doing that, like where I'm unhinged.
No, but I mean, you can be, you're quicker to anger than most.
Shut up, Jones!
Well, no, but you know it's true.
No, I know.
So I think that there's something to be said about even though, like, so let's drag TM into this. Like, since I've started meditating,
mm-hmm.
once things kind of get off the rails, I feel quicker to sense, hey, wait a minute, this isn't the balance I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I need to calm down, get off. What do I need to change? What have
Whoa.
You? And I don't let it
escalate.
I don't let it escalate.
Okay. I'm. You know what? I am coming closer to the TM side of things. I think 15 might be the year that I stop focusing on my BMs and I start focusing on my TMs.
I've been dying to hear that.
Me and you could sit around like that family that cries. We could sit around and meditate together.
I would love to meditate with you.
Is it better with other people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would love to meditate with you.
What's the most people you ever meditated with? Have you ever gone to a meditation orgy?
I would say, well, I meditated with over 100 people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it better that way?
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
all vibe?
It's so cool.
You can,
it
is
really
there like
is.
An energy that you can feel?
There is. They have all those energetic beings, and then they just agree to shut down and chill out. It's awesome.
And
I'm serious.
Do you do that at that TM center that's not far from your place?
I did it at this hotel when they had the opening for it. They had like a little speaking arrangement in the conference room.
Nice. All right, I'll have to vibe with you, man.
Yeah, let's vibe it up.
Hold up.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business, ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.